This is the Daily Detail, powered by 1819 News. Honest news.
Alabama.
Our great state.
The voice of Alabama values.
Alabama. Unbelievable people.
And now, here is Andrea Tice.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt politely rips into the U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona this week during a Senate committee hearing. Britt says that Cardona, as well as Joe Biden, should be doing more to end the anti-Jewish protests that are erupting on the campuses of universities across the state.
It wasn't okay to do that in the 1960s. Do you understand? And it is not okay to do that now. We have to uphold the laws in front of us. We have to make sure that different groups based on their race or ethnicity are not discriminated against. We have to have safe learning environments. And it is my thought that the Biden administration is utterly failing the American people right now and failing the Jewish community across this nation. And I ask you to do more. The American people right now and failing the Jewish community across this nation. And I ask you to do more.
Governor Ivey has signed a bill into law that punishes those who make child pornography via artificial intelligence. The bill was sent to the governor's desk after both the Alabama House and Senate passed it with unanimous votes. It brings current state laws on child pornography production up to speed with emerging and new technology that is already in use. AI-generated child pornography will be treated in the very same way as actual child pornography is treated under state law. The bill also allows for victims of such AI production to bring civil action and punitive damages against those involved in making it. The law goes into effect on October 1st of this year. The Alabama House is poised to pass a bill that would extend a deadline here in Alabama when it comes to submitting certified presidential candidate names for the upcoming November election. The bill is being offered by Alabama Democrats in order to benefit the Democratic National Convention. Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen made it known to all parties involved that the deadline in the state for the certified candidate's name is August 15th. However, the DNC National Convention is not being held until August 19th. The House bill would change the certification days before the November election from 82 to 74, which essentially extends that deadline past the DNC convention. House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter says the bill is expected to pass the House. However, he just doesn't know when it will be placed on the floor for a vote. Paul Prine is now out as police chief of the city of Mobile. The Mobile City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to terminate Prine from the position. The council also approved a third-party investigation into the controversy that has erupted between the mayor's office and the police chief over policies and behavior that were revealed in a report from former U.S. Attorney Kenyon Brown. Prine says the vote to oust him by the city council was expected. He feels that they were already prejudiced against him. Prine says he was never called into an executive session to answer questions, as was done with Mayor Sandy Stimson, Stimson's chief of staff, Kenyon Brown, and others. Prine indicates that his next step is to consider a mayoral run in 2025. A city council meeting held in Decatur this week had some very tense moments as community members complained about the absence of Decatur Mayor Tab Bowling ever since the start of 2024 and only months after the Stephen Perkins shooting by police. They also questioned the Decatur Police Department for its actions most recently in arresting those who were protesting at a Third Friday festivity. One of the persons arrested was the widow of Steve Perkins. Another was Derek Taylor. Taylor's wife was in attendance of this latest meeting, and she threatened a more aggressive approach to the community problems by suggesting that there will be George Floyd-type responses next if community members continue to be stonewalled by city leadership regarding concerns and questions about certain officers within the police department. The whole city council meeting ended with lots of cheers and shouting in favor of the residents who spoke. Well, it's now down to the top seven on the American Idol 2024 season. An Alabama high school student, Tristan Harper, is among them. Harper has advanced to the top seven in the singing competition by performing a solo of Morgan Wallen's called Sand in My Boots. Next performance will be this Sunday on ABC, where yet another voice will be eliminated. But in this situation, Americans can vote for who they want to keep on board, so that means Alabamians can weigh in on this Alabama-born talent. For more in-depth stories affecting the state of Alabama, go to 1819news.com. In national news, residents in Charlotte, North Carolina are reeling from the loss of law enforcement officers. One of those recently shot and killed was part of the local police department. Three were part of the U.S. Marshals Task Force. All of them were taking part in serving a felony arrest warrant when the suspect started shooting. Five other officers were wounded and put in critical condition. Officers did exchange gunfire with the suspect, killing him as well. Charlotte Police Chief Johnny Jennings says this is the worst fatal shooting event in his 30 years within that police department. State prosecutors in Arizona have decided to not pursue another trial against a rancher who's accused of shooting and killing an illegal alien on his property. A mistrial was declared when a jury could not achieve unanimous consent that George Kelly actually shot the person and was guilty of murder. The shooting occurred in Keno Springs in January of 2023, with Kelly first firing warning shots at a group of men that were wearing camouflage and pointing long guns back at him, the 75-year-old man. Kelly says that he later found the body of Gabriel Quinn Butima on his land, but a bullet was never found in the area and certainly never matched to Kelly's firearm. Reporters caught up with Kelly as he left the courtroom on Tuesday.
You worry about the next few months
you
or years
where you live,
people showing up or anything
like
that, with people protesting like this behind you?
God will look after me, like he always does.
A man in Elkhorn, Oklahoma says going to get some junk food saved his life from the tornadoes that devastated that community. The man spoke on local Channel 6 News.
Your house, sadly, tragically, completely destroyed. Where were you today when the storm rolled through?
You know, I was at the gas station getting hot dogs, and it saved my life. So hot dogs saved my life.
The New York City judge presiding over the trial against Donald Trump has now issued fines against Trump for violating the gag order that was placed on him through the duration of this process. Judge Juan Merchan took issue with 7 posts that Trump made on Truth Social, as well as 2 comments put on his campaign website. All of those posts were about the case. Trump is being given a $9,000 fine, $1,000 per violation. He's being also told to take those posts down, which he did. The judge threatened Trump with jail time if there are continued willful violations. Trump spoke to reporters at a break in the trial.
So we're here. This is a hoax. This is a judge who's conflicted. Badly, badly, badly conflicted. I've never seen a judge so conflicted. And giving us virtually no rulings. I'm not even allowed to say advice of counsel. This is a new one to me. Advice of counsel. When you have a lawyer and the lawyer does something or advises you on something, you say advice of counsel. He said you're not allowed to say that. And so you'll all figure it out. But I think the public has figured it out because the poll numbers are the highest they've ever been.
Meanwhile, Travis Media Group was on the ground in New York City and spotted a newcomer attending the Trump trial. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton was there to support Trump. Paxton has had his own series of false accusations issued against him by state legislators. It all ended with him being impeached and tried in the Texas Senate and then fully exonerated from the charges. The fact that no congressional Republicans have voiced support for Trump or sought in any way to call off the federal agencies that are orchestrating the various lawfare efforts against him is certainly not lost on his former presidential advisor, Steve Bannon. Bannon accused Republicans of making a show of doing something but never really coming through in a way that would help Trump not be subjected to these lawfare cases, especially in light of the recent reveal from documents in the Mar-a-Lago case that show collusion among federal agencies to plant the classified documents in Trump's home in order to justify the FBI raid in August of 2023.
Why are they leaving Donald Trump out on a limb? And why is it Julie Kelly grinding every night to find out what's going on here? Because the judge is telling you, look at this. She can't go to Congress and say, hey, guys, on top of this. Right. They're supposed to be on top of it, and they're not for a reason. And the reason is they're part of the fix. They want Trump gone, and they can't sit there and tell me, oh, no, we're working so hard. We're doing it. No, you're not. You're liars.
And a recent Harvard-Harris poll shows that lawfare cases currently underway against Trump in New York, Florida, and Georgia are not having the desired effect of turning away voters. The poll shows that if Trump is somehow convicted by a jury for his handling of classified presidential documents, that the split with independent voters will be 50% going for Trump and 50% going to Biden. The same is true for the RICO case coming out of Georgia. And if Trump is convicted of inciting Capitol riots on January 6th, then 52% of independents will side with him and not Biden. The survey was done April 24th and 25th among 1,961 registered voters, showing that these various cases do nothing to make Joe Biden more appealing as a presidential option for Americans. Well, if you were hoping that accusations against House Speaker Mike Johnson of selling out the Republican Party were issued from Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor in an overreaction and that she was being too harsh. Well, consider this. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, along with the Democratic House Whip and Caucus Chair, have made it publicly known that they will vote in favor of Johnson to keep his speakership when the motion to vacate from Taylor Greene gets to the House floor. Taylor Greene made the motion after Johnson worked to pass the House omnibus spending bill that furthers Joe Biden's liberal agenda, while Johnson refused to require any funding for the U.S.-Mexico border as he promised he would. Greene called it a complete disconnect from Republican values, to the point of asking if Johnson was already being blackmailed and leveraged. With the Democrats now jumping in to keep Johnson in leadership, the answer to that question is becoming disturbingly clear. Some people within positions in South Carolina are actively selling out the power of legitimate voters in that state. A state lawmaker is drawing attention to the voter registration forms that are being sent to illegal aliens in South Carolina. The flyers are documented to be found within packets given to non-citizens by the state Medicaid office in Spartanburg. State Representative Adam Morgan says that one refugee with integrity mailed the voter registration form back to the Medicaid office and scolded them for distributing it to non-citizens who don't have the right to vote. Morgan says these registration efforts are no accident in light of the fact that the state legislature will soon be voting on a bill that prohibits non-citizens from voting in South Carolina elections. You're listening to The Daily Detail from 1819 News. If you are enjoying The Daily Detail and want to make sure that these reports come up easily on your smartphone, then be sure to hit the subscribe or follow button on whatever podcasting app you are using. It's usually on the main page of The Daily Detail. That could be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam, or some other app. And also be sure to visit 1819 News for more reliable, up-to-date information on what's going on around here in Alabama. You can also join 1819 News by becoming a member, which will get you exclusive content as well as 1819 merchandise. You can visit 1819news.com/membership to learn more. I'm Andrea Tice. I'll be back again tomorrow. I look forward to updating you then.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Our great state.
Alabama.
Of Alabama.
This has been The Daily Detail. For more up-to-date news, go to 1819news.com, where you'll find honest news and Alabama values.